There's real buy-in now that the players are driving it a lot more. Now, we've still got a bit of education to go there with our leadership program and them to be able to drive the culture. But certainly with the staff that we've brought in has added to the place, but also the players. What with the work we did in 2015, now you can see that that's set a good base now for us going forward.
Rodney Heath, just before Christmas, talking about the culture of the Gold Coast Suns. The Suns are back in training. Matty Primus is the assistant coach up there and joins us. Matty, thanks very much for your time.
No problems at all, Matt and Moons.
Matty,
just to elaborate a bit more on what Rodney was talking about there about the players driving things a little bit more.
Yeah, look, I think it's always as a coach you want players to not only just take control of game day, but just their preparation for training, their preparation in the off-season, getting ready for pre-season, how they prepare for a game and opponents, individual opponents or team opponents, all those sorts of things, I suppose, is what Rocker's trying to talk about there. Rather than the players just relying on the coaches to give them everything or the fitness staff to give them everything, how about the players start to delve into themselves and work with each other to prepare themselves individually? So, you know, on game day, when things get pretty hot in the kitchen, they can rely on each other rather than wait for direction coach or wait for quarter time or half time, and I reckon that's the part that Locke is talking about.
Have you seen a more professional approach in sort of just preparing for pre-season training, coming back in better condition, I suppose?
Yeah, look, definitely I have. I think the year we had, having played and coached a bit, when you have poor years, you certainly leave that end of the year and you're certainly pretty keen to get stuck into pre-season. So I think that was a driver. We had a new high-performance staff, and Rocker certainly left the guys certainly aware of the condition that he expected them to come back in. So, yeah, look, they have. We've had a pretty extensive injury list when we first started back this pre-season, but that shrunk. The high-performance group's been fantastic, and we've really been able to put some good... I know every club says it, but we've been able to have a lot of guys spend a lot of time on their legs in pre-season so far, and the Christmas break, they were terrific, and, we're a second day back into it, and... I've got a big 6 weeks of January, February preparing ourselves for a good 2016.
Matty, it's always a tough one juggling guys, and you just spoke about it then, guys coming back from injury, because your injury list last year, you got absolutely smashed, particularly through the midfield. It's hard when you want to bring them back and you want to train them hard to get a pre-season under their belt, but then you've also got to be aware that you don't want to break them down again. How hard has that been for you guys?
Yeah, look, I suppose we've learned our lesson over the last few years. We've been a team that's been able to win quite a few games, and then probably the back end of 5, 6, 7 games to go in the season, we've fallen off the cliff, either through injuries, some fitness and those sorts of things. So we're aware that if we don't make sure they have a good base under their belt, that we're going to end up in the same position towards the back end of the year, and we don't want to do that. So, as you said, we've had an extensive injury list last year. Most of those guys are now back into the full main training, apart from probably O'Meara and Swallow. Out of the guys who got injured last year, and we're just mindful that they've got a progression they have to get to, and they'll get there, whether that's round one or round five of the coming season, then so be it, as long as they're prepared to be able to get through the whole season, and that's the view we've taken.
Matt, I'm interested to know, talk about your forward line, and obviously Charlie Dixon going now. We spoke about young Lynch, who I think we all think is going to be an absolute star. He's just about to be an absolute superstar. But he's going to have to now run it all by himself. It looks like he's going to have to run it by himself. Who's the guy that's going to step up now to help him be that second key forward?
Look, we're pretty keen and happy with how Sam Day's going at the moment. He's he's had to drop a little bit of weight to help him sustain his running capability.
It's probably that year he needs to really take that next step now, isn't it, Matty?
Look, it is, Moons, and he's got an opportunity with Charlie moving on, who was a great presence for us and a great target for us. Sammy Day's now got an opportunity as a not only as a second forward, but as a key forward for us to produce for us, because we've got Peter Wright who's developing, and who knows what Peter's going to be able to do. We've got a couple of rucks that we can throw down, but we think Sam Day's got the capabilities to be able to be our next forward to replace Charlie and have a real good impact for us. And he's certainly highly skilled. He just needs to work on his aerobic capabilities, but his ability to mark the ball and kick the ball and decision making is pretty good. And it's certainly a big year for him.
Matty, thanks for your time. Good luck next year.
Thank you, Matty.
In 2016, Matty Primus, the Gold Coast Suns assistant coach.